Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yo, what's going on, Busted Open Nation? And thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Busted Open After Dark Podcast. I'm Uncle Bully covering AEW Dynamite, Jericho and Hook. Has Jericho hooked Hook? Is he reeling him in? Feeding his ego, putting the kid over, only to get swerved at the end? We shall see. I'll give you my thoughts. Storytelling and AEW. How did they do it tonight? They did it through vignettes, about four of them, and I'll let you know how I felt about each one. All that, so much more. Breaking down Dynamite. I'm Uncle Bully, right here on the Busted Open After Dark Podcast. I didn't dislike anything, but I didn't find myself as interested in the show as I have the past couple of weeks. I thought it was a good wrestling show for AEW fans. But what really hooked me? What really interested me? I liked all the vignettes tonight. You know, as the show was going on, I was like, they're not telling no stories. They're not telling no stories. It's just wrestling, wrestling, wrestling. Which, if you like pro wrestling, okay, it was a pro wrestling heavy show, and you probably dug it. But then I realized that they were telling their stories through the vignettes tonight, and I didn't mind that at all. I thought there was a great vignette at the beginning of the night with Bryan Danielson. I loved the Takeshita vignette, getting us ready with Don Callis, getting us ready for Takeshita in the main event tonight against Swerve. There was the Swerve vignette. So, and then there was the Adam Copeland vignette. So I thought they did good character pieces and vignettes on those talents, bringing us up to speed, using the vignette to tell their stories and not doing actual live vignettes to move their stories. And I think the vignettes actually capture my attention a lot more. They put the music in the background. They do some, you know, they do some cool, slick editing. I really like the Copeland one telling me the story of him and Christian, and he's now done with this. He's putting this behind him. Now he's moving forward, and he needs to defend the TNT championship. So good use of the vignettes tonight to move some stories forward and move some characters forward. Before the show came on, I was talking to the boys. I was talking to Big Susumo and Andre, the producing giant. Susumo just hit a double bicep, which was tremendous. Susumo, we definitely have to go to the gym. You are lacking in the double buy category. Getting a big yes from Susumo over there. What really captured my attention tonight? Something pretty small that happened within a minute backstage. It was the Chris Jericho and Hook backstage interview. Man, has Jericho been laying it on thick lately. He's putting Hook over so damn huge. And tonight was like, oh my God. He's like, Hook, you're so good. I never realized how good you are. You might even be great. You got greatness in you, Hook. You're wonderful. Man, you dumped me on my head. You did this. You did that. You earned my respect. Hook, rah, 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 sis, boom, bah, and your sister's ass, too. Hook, you're the best. Hook for president. And Hook's like, yeah, man. Been a pleasure being out there with you. Jericho told him, if you ever need advice, you can always come my way. And I like what Hook said. He goes, I'd be a fool not to take Chris Jericho's advice, but I also know who Chris Jericho is. Now, what captured my attention about this? It's that Jericho's laid it on so thick that I think he's reeling the young boy in. I wouldn't be surprised that within a couple of weeks, when Jericho blasts Hook in the back of the head, he turns around and tells the kid, I let you win. It was all part of my plan. I set the trap and you fell right into it. Because Hook beat Jericho very convincingly. Hook beat Jericho in such a convincing manner that Hook has to be feeling real great about himself these days, that he could beat a veteran like Chris Jericho so quickly, so effectively, and without doubt. And then he's got Jericho admitting just how great he is. Hook is blowing his, might be blowing his own head up, and Jericho is feeding Hook's ego. Because I don't know, Hook and Jericho as a team, okay, yeah, maybe. We've seen Jericho do it before, but I hope that Jericho lures Hook in. I'd like to see Hook in a program with Jericho. I think it would do wonders for him. But here's the part I like the best about the potential of Hook and Jericho, especially if Jericho were to turn on Hook. Taz, dear old dad, remember the show that Tony Khan wanted to go see at the ECW arena? I believe the match that he wanted to go see was Jericho versus Taz, or it was Jericho's last match, and he was also a fan of Taz, something to that effect. Tony Khan was a massive fan of Chris Jericho and Taz. And Taz dumped Jericho on his head back in 97 a couple of times. They had one or two matches. I would love to see Taz get involved in this one and let Hook know, son, be careful. This is a manipulative veteran who's been all over the world. And I'm kind of reading between the lines here, Hook. I think he's trying to reel you in. And this is where Hook's bravado comes out. And he's like, listen, Dad, I appreciate the concern and everything, but I already beat the guy. And I beat him pretty quick and handily. I'd like to see Taz involved because I think it's a relatable story of when young men, for the first time, come into their own and they think they know everything. It's also a good story about how kids are these days, where despite the fact that you're, 20, 21, 22 years old, you think you learned everything there is to learn. And then when one of your, an elder or an older person or a veteran comes your way, you basically shoot them down and go, you don't know what you're talking about. I got this. So the story between Jericho and Hook, and then Hook and Taz, is something that I would be very interested in. So I think they're laying the groundwork for that. Now, if they're not, then okay, then maybe we're going to get Jericho and Hook as a team, Jericho-Hook. But yeah, we've seen it before. And I like Jericho when he's playing the heel and he takes on that bully-esque role. And to have Jericho say to Hook, I let you win. What are you, stupid kid? And especially if he can reel him in so well that Jericho tells Hook, you should have listened to your old man. Your old man seen it coming for a mile away, but you were so full of yourself and your ego exploded so much that you couldn't even see it. And it was right there in front of you. Ah, that's some good storytelling right there.
Let Jimmy Smith school you on the cruel world of fight sports on Unlocking the Cage.
MMA fans don't really want to see how the sausage gets made. They just want the end product.
He's the host the fighters respect.
Chris Cyborg, MMA legend.
And my favorite report, really, because it's good.
With the analysis every fan needs.
You do such a great job with describing this whole MMA thing to us, like a teaching seminar.
Listen Monday and Friday from 2 to 5 Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too, so she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Osprey and Shibata. Man, Osprey, the gear, the energy when he comes out, getting the people into it, behind him. Osprey is a special talent. I love what Will does in the ring. I've put Will over so much on this show because he earns it. Not because I have to, not because he deserves it, but because he's earned it. So everything about Osprey's entire act that he present reeks of just high energy, octane fueled, you know, nitrous burning, grip it and rip it, turn and burn. You guys get it. So then Shibata comes out, which is the complete opposite of Will Ospreay. Shibata, more of a, you know, just a, you know, walking badass Japanese pro wrestler. Meh. You know, kind of reminds me of those guys that wrestle in Noah who never look happy and just smoke cigarettes one after the other. You tell them a funny joke and they just go, meh. Anyway, Ospreay versus Shibata was very solid match. But I don't think putting Shibata on in the opening match is a great idea to capture people's attention. I don't think many fans out there other than the AEW diehards know who Shibata is. As a matter of fact, when Shibata came out, he got a very lukewarm welcome, as if not even the people in Quebec City knew who he was. So not positive Shibata, the right person to kick off a show. Hopefully I'm wrong, and this brought some attention to the beginning of the show, and they held a rating and all that. One of the things that I found very odd about the match, even though I enjoyed the match, was one guy was registering and selling, and one guy wasn't. And the one guy who wasn't was Shibata. And the lack, Ospreay was registering and selling Shibata's forearms so well that it was glaring how much Shibata wasn't selling Ospreay's forearms. Now, we've had the discussion before, folks, on Busted Open and a little bit here on After Dark. I don't need you to necessarily sell everything like you just got hit with a cannonball. But I need you to register it. I guarantee you, if Susumu or Andre were to, and these guys, in, you know, they're not nearly my size. They're not 6'3". They're not 295 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal like Uncle Bully is. But I guarantee you, if Andre or Susumu were to hit me with a forearm to the jaw like Shibata and Will Ospreay were, I would at least register getting hit. You'd see my head flinch back. You'd see some kind of movement or acknowledgement that you got hit. Shibata stood there stoic from the beginning of the match to the end of the match, like Ospreay's forearms had no effect on him. As if Rey Mysterio was giving Andre the Giant forearms to the jaw if he was standing on top of a ladder. And if it was in AEW, there'd probably be referees holding the ladder. Wink, wink, joke, joke. Come on, people, laugh. So, like, I didn't understand that. I understand Japanese psychology, but you're wrestling on American TV. You know, a little bit of registering would be nice, especially when you're fighting a guy who's basically the same size as you, if not a little bit bigger. So I would have liked to have seen that. But all in all, I enjoyed the opening match. Like I said, we moved on to a great vignette with Danielson. And then we saw Nicholas and Matthew Jackson taking on Private Party. Matt and Nick go over it. They advance in the tournament. You know, nothing really, you know, just a good AEW tag match was what it was. Then we got Takeshita vignette with Don Callis. Don Callis, heat magnet. Everybody hates Don Callis, and that's why I like Don Callis so much, because Don embraces the hate of being a heel. Don Callis is very much of the mentality, if anybody is out there cheering for him, he's not doing his job the right way. Exactly how I feel, what you know, when I am in my heel persona, which is not really a persona, except on Wednesdays, because I'm in a great mood here, because I'm Uncle Bully on a Wednesday. I'm hanging out with you guys. Darby Allin breaks his foot, breaks his ankle, breaks his leg, breaks something, jumping his house before climbing Mount Everest. Par for the course. Yep. Okay. No problem. But we saw him out there with Tony Hawk, and they did a nice little piece talking about Tony Hawk's charity that Darby is involved with. So I'd like to plug it, because they are doing something for charity. It's called skatepark.org. That's SKATEPARK, skatepark.org. If you'd like to donate to the charity that Tony Hawk is working with and Darby Allin is working with also. Good cause. Mercedes Moné makes her entrance. We see Mercedes at commentary. Mercedes on the microphone in the ring, a lot stronger than Mercedes at commentary. I would have liked to have heard Mercedes project a little more, give some more of her opinion on things. Mercedes just felt kind of out there tonight, and other than the stare down with Willow at the end, I'm not sure what she brought to the table other than arrival shot, entrance, sitting out there, which is sometimes all you really need, because you want somebody on your screen to keep people there. If people see Mercedes, they're going to think to themselves, am I going to get anything with Mercedes? Is she going to do anything? Is it going to happen with anything here with Willow? You know, when Sky Blue blasted Willow, I'm sorry, not Sky Blue, when Julia Hart blasted Willow with the belt, I was surprised we didn't see Mercedes come in a little quicker. She basically just came up for a stare down. Like, her first night there, she was coming in and making the save. I wasn't sure why she wasn't making a hard save tonight. Maybe because she wants to see Willow get beat up now. Not quite sure. But that's what we got from them. I thought the women did a decent job tonight. You know, four or five women out there. We had Willow versus Anna Jay versus Chris Statlander versus Sky Blue. I thought the women did a good job. They got through it. You know, there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of things to remember. Good enough job. Thumbs up, ladies, from Uncle Bully. We got the Swerve vignette, which I thought was good. Swerve, slow and steady, will win the race for Swerve. One day you will see Swerve become a world heavyweight champion in AEW, and it's just a question of when we get there. Trent and Orange Cassidy versus Matt Taven and Mike Bennett, who are the current Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, which I don't really know what that means. I don't know what Ring of Honor means. I don't know what any of their championships mean, but they're your Tag Team Champions, and they lost the match to Trent and Orange Cassidy, who advance in the tournament to face the Young Bucks. Post-match, the Bucks came out. They had a little bit of a face-off. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I like the work that the Bucks are doing as heels. I hope to see them go over in the finals. FTR is on the other side of the bracket. Would you like to see the Bucks in FTR in the finals of this tournament? Or have you seen that before and don't need to see it again and like to see something new? Or would you like to see the Bucks get eliminated and two brand new fresh teams vying for the and facing off for the AEW Tag Team Championships?
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.